That's such a cliche. Some songs you cannot escape as a pan flute player. The Lonely Shepherd, El Cóndor Pasa, The Rose, Chicorlia. I've actively tried to dodge them, refused to learn the notes, told myself to stay as far away from them as possible because hackneyed and not to my taste. It seemed to be something a musician had better not deal with. We played with our quartet. New music, amazing soundscapes, four-voice pan flute playing. The folklore was taken care of by the ensemble that played after us. As a special request, Chicorlia, The Lark by Dinicu was part of the programme. With more than one pan flute player, this piece is quickly reduced to no more than an act. I felt intense resistance while preparing. I didn't want to play it. Luckily, it wasn't up to me, because it turned out to be a joy to play with all musicians on stage. No act at all. Music! 2 weeks ago, I played at the funeral of a friend. He had lived his life. It was the right time, and he lives on in the hearts of those he loved. He also loved the pan flute. For him and his family, therefore, I played the world-famous piece by James Last. For him and his family, my pan flute sang the song of the rose. The songs I used to look down on, right then and there, became a true part of me and everyone who listened. It still moves me. Yo often told me, "Do play that music, my girl, it's so lovely." And I used to smile in response, thinking I'd rather play art music any day. I have to go back on that now. Yes, it can be frustrating to always be asked for the same tunes, but why would that be a problem if someone genuinely loves this stereotypical music? Cliché or not, people love hearing it. Yo was right in encouraging me to play popular tunes. It gives you access to sympathetic ears. When we discussed concert programmes during my studies at the conservatory, the teachers used the image of an extensive dinner. You choose one or two main courses and match everything else to that. So one or two larger works, such as a Baroque suite or an electronics piece, combined with shorter works that fit in with the genre. What was missing in this advice is that people shy away from new things. Or, as we say in a Dutch proverb, a farmer won't eat what he doesn't know already. When you want to entice people to try something new, such as new music on pan flute, you first have to offer them a framework to place that music. In our endeavours to take the pan flute to new classical heights, I notice that we forget that the pan flute in and of itself is unfamiliar to most of the audience and programmers of classical music. This makes it a necessity to use the stereotypes of our instrument or your genre of choice in order for the audience to be willing to listen. It doesn't always have to be a Lonely Shepherd. A tango is also a good icebreaker. Bette Midler in a classical series doesn't make much sense, while an Ave Maria by Gounod or Schubert often receives a warm welcome. Familiarity and trust result in a willingness to experience something new. They create space for new music, techniques, composers. Connect with your audience, and they will listen.